Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless young man.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this wonderful silsila, Spiritual Cure. And this silsila is designed for the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For those people in particular who are going through difficulties in their life, whether they are affected with domestic problems, social issues, or even spiritual or physical difficulties, calamities, diseases, sicknesses, ailments. Therefore, this silsila of Madani Channel is there for you. Or if you know somebody who is affected, whether spiritually or physically, I do hope that you will stay tuned right to the end. We have many callers as well. We have a lot of solutions from the glorious Quran, from the blessed ahadith, from the aqwal and the sayings of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. But before we get into that, please make good intentions. As our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak or Salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As is stated in the famous and beautiful narration, that the person who recites durood or salat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,000 times every day will not die until that person sees his place in paradise, in Jannah. Don't you and I want this benefit as well? So let's recite durood-e pak in abundance instead of engaging in unnecessary conversations and useless activities. Let's recite together, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as I mentioned, this silsila of Madani Channel is designed just for you if you have different issues in your life. And I would like to begin this silsila where a person had asked regarding Madani pearls about children, their upbringing. This is so important because, you know, our society does have a lot of issues, a lot of problems, a lot of difficulties. But that society of ours, remember, is made up of families. This is the basic unit, and Islam emphasizes on creating what we call a Madani environment at home. Creating an Islamic ethos and environment. Creating an upbringing and instilling in our kids the obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that when a girl, baby, is born into a home, Allah Azza wa Jal sends malaika, sends angels to that home. They say, O people of the house, may peace be upon you. Allahu Akbar. This is happening. Obviously, because of our spiritual weakness, we cannot see this, we cannot hear this. But the next time a baby girl is born in the home, then you must know that Allah Azza wa Jal is sending malaika and angels to that home that is saying, O people of this household, peace be upon you. And then the angels, they surround this baby girl with their wings. They rub the hand over her head and say, a weak girl has been born from a weak woman. Whoever looks after her will be helped until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. How beautiful is this narration of the Blessed Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So definitely that girls or daughters are a great mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and sons are a ni'mat, are a bounty and blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Furthermore, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever has one daughter, teaches her adab, etiquettes, teaches her good etiquettes, educates her and provides for her good education and gives her from the blessings and bounties that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted him, then that daughter will become a shield and veil for that person from the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. This is an investment, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. So, when a daughter is born in the home, don't think that I'm at a loss. No, this same daughter can become a shield for you against the fire of hell. The ulama ikram, Amira Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Al Qadri, Dam Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us some madani tips, madani pearls of advices regarding the upbringing of kids and our little ones. And the scholars have mentioned that during pregnancy in particular, that Islamic sister who is pregnant must be very, very careful. Because one of the first things that develop is the hearing of the child. So be careful what you see, what you hear, what you eat as well. Make sure that what you are consuming, what you are eating is from halal sources only. Make sure that what you are looking at is not something which is prohibited. Make sure that what you are listening to is not something that is prohibited. It is either the hamd and the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is either the na'at sharif of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or the manqabats of the awliya Allah, the salaf saliheen, the pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala, or it is the glorious Quran. So we need to make our minds that if we want that child to become obedient to us, that child to have good discipline and upbringing, that child to be obedient to Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we are doing the correct thing. If a child is born, then immediately or as soon as possible, don't forget to recite adhan in the right ear and iqama in the left ear. Sayyiduna Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, has said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever becomes a parent of a child, adhan must be called out in the right ear and iqama in the left ear. And because of this blessing of the adhan and iqama, this child will be saved and protected against Ummusibiyan. And the scholars mention Ummusibiyan is a great calamity. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our children, protect our newborns against Ummusibiyan and all other wasawis and whispers of shaitan. Furthermore, try to get a pious individual, maybe the Imam Sahib or Mulana Sahib or any pious individual, and do tahniq. Tahniq is to place a chewed up khajur, a date, or something sweet on the palate of this child. And scientifically, medically, it has proven to be very beneficial for the newborn. It is mentioned by Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha, that people used to actually bring their newborn babies in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for this newborn baby, for their well-being, and also would perform tahniq as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Do you know what is the first gift a parent gives to a child? And that is a good name. Yes, a good name. And we must give good names to our children. Don't be like some parents out there. They want to give names which are unique and perhaps unheard of before. No, We must give names according to the names of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, according to the names of the Awliya Allah, the pious people. For Islamic sisters, we have the Sahabiyat, we have the Waliyas that are there, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. So beautiful names with beautiful meanings. And these meanings or these names have a direct effect on this child. And remember, the Day of Judgment, you will be called out with the name you were given when you were born. Therefore, give good names. It is mentioned by Sayyiduna Uwaymar, famously known as Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the Day of Judgment, you will be called out by your names and your father's names. Therefore, you must keep good names. So give good names to our children so that they develop those good characters after those good names of the Sahaba Ikram, the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the pious saints of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't forget to shave the baby's head on the seventh day of birth and weigh this, that hair, weigh it according to the value of silver, give it out in sadaqah, give it out in charity. The child will benefit from this. From a young age, continue repeating the word or the name Allah, Allah. The child will start to pick up. Remember, they say repetition is part of learning. So continue making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in front of this child. Continue reciting the kalima tayyiba. Continue with dhikr and durood-e paak. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, this child will pick up these things. In fact, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, make your children say La ilaha illallah first. First thing, make your children say La ilaha illallah. And then the aqiqah must be performed. Aqiqah, it is mentioned in Ash-Shi'atul Lam'ad that Imam Ahmad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, until the aqiqah of a child is not performed, he will not be able to intercede for his parents on the Day of Judgment. So important. So perform that aqiqah. And I want to give you some homework as well. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has authored a very simple but very beautiful booklet called Q&A or Question and Answers regarding aqiqah. You can contact Maktabatul Madina, the Publications Department of Dawud Islami, to get this book, or download it for free from dawudislami.net. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have some calls, so please, if you can play the calls.
I'm speaking Kramat Shah from South Africa, from Peter Marisburg. I got my stomach problem, always paining, so please tell me about my stomach problem, Ruhani Ilaj.
Allahu Akbar. Kramat Shah sahab, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove your difficulty, remove your stomach pains and problems, and grant you cure, grant you shifa, a speedy shifa, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now, the researchers have told us that two main areas, there are others as well, but two main areas, if they are sick, if there's a problem in them, then this affects your whole body, and the person becomes unhealthy. A person then becomes sick with various kinds of ailments and sicknesses. And those two areas are the stomach. The stomach and one's blood flow. So we must be very careful. In fact, you know, they say, you are what you eat. So we must be so careful what we are eating, especially if we are eating takeouts. Our scholars advise us against eating out, because you don't know how those meals are prepared. As much as you can, try to eat home food. You know what you're cooking, you know how you're cooking it, and you know the preparation that goes in it, the hygiene. You are more concerned about these issues. Whereas many places on the outside, they don't worry about these issues. Nevertheless, be careful of what you eat, and if a person's stomach is not in order, this affects other parts of the body. If a person's blood flow is not proper, this affects other parts of the body as well. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there's a very beautiful narration, a very beautiful wazifa. But before we go into that, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Sheikh Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, has given us some beautiful, beautiful Madani pearls. And he, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, advises us that one of the best solutions is to practice upon the Madani guard on the stomach. What is this Madani guard? What is this Madani lock on the stomach? It's not a physical lock. It is a spiritual lock. And that is to control our appetite. Don't eat more than we are able to. And eat only those things which are good for us. Consume, drink those things which are healthy for us, which are good for us as well. Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliya mentions that when we are eating, eat according to the Sunnah. So if we eat now with three fingers, these three fingers which is sunnah to eat, then we will control how much of food intake we are taking in. We will control the morsels. We are not taking too much that is difficult for us to chew it. That's so important that we must make sure we chew our food properly. Don't just chew a little bit and then swallow. What happens then? Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliya advises that if a person does not chew his food properly, then he is going to give his stomach and the other organs difficulty in breaking down that food so that it can be processed in the proper manner. So rather, let us eat according to the sunnah. Try to sit on the floor, as this is sunnah as well. Try to put your right leg up and sitting on your left leg. This will create a pressure inside and therefore you will not be able to eat a stomach full. It will be difficult to eat a stomach full. Eat with three fingers and then you will be able to control sufficient morsel enough for you to chew it properly. And chew it properly until the food becomes liquid. With the saliva, it helps those enzymes. It helps you to break it down. So the longer you are chewing, the more saliva gets mixed into the food, the more enzymes have to break it down, make it into liquid, and before it goes into the stomach, so that it is processed properly. So nevertheless, try to control the appetite, eat according to the sunnah, eat that which is healthy for us, natural foods as much as possible, try to eat home food rather than takeouts as well. There is a very beautiful wazifa that is mentioned, rather it is a Quranic verse. The Quranic verse is Surah 29 verses 43 and 44. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. So, in these verses 43 and 44, a person must recite this one time, preferably with Durood-e Paak once before and after. Recite this verse and then blow onto your hand. Blow onto your hand and rub your stomach. Then do dam also. Blow onto the food that you are about to consume. Whenever you're going to eat, if you have this stomach problem that's always going on, do this. That read this verse of the Holy Quran, blow onto your palm or onto your hand, and then rub your stomach. Before you eat any food, again, recite Durood-e Paak before and after, recite this verse, and blow on that food as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will gain some kind of relief from this. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove your difficulty, remove your problem, and also grant you shifa. Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliya gives further advices. Very simple, very cheap advices that we can actually do practical to remove stomach problems. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya advises us, take a bowl, put in some pure honey, a little bit of pure honey in that, add hot water and mix it properly. The water must not be too hot, just hot enough as if you are drinking chai. When you are drinking tea, obviously, some people maybe they like ice cold tea or coffee. But generally, when we are drinking tea, it's normally hot. So that amount of heat, that water, put some pure honey in it, mix it properly, and in the morning, before you have breakfast, before you eat anything on an empty stomach, drink this. And inshallah ta'ala, you will see a lot of positive results, a lot of relief you will get from your stomach ailments. One more, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damul Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah gives to us that turmeric powder, that yellow powder, it's available almost everywhere. So take a pinch of turmeric powder, a pinch of salt as well, and mix it in some warm water. Some warm water, or you can put it in a spoon and then put it down, or you can put it in some warm water and drink this as well. Inshallah ta'ala, this will be prove very beneficial for you if you suffer from stomach problems. So those believers, Muslims out there who have these kind of issues and stomach problems, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove these problems. Try to practice upon these wada'if and inshallah ta'ala you will gain some kind of relief. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can we perhaps have more calls, please?
My name is Muhammad Ibrahim from Johannesburg, South Africa. I want to ask you in your court that please guide me. If anybody have a problem of piles, which is called Bawasir, so what is the Ruhani ilaj of this disease? Please help me, guide us. Jazakumullahu khairah.
What can I read to get a good memory?
My name is Ridwan. I wanted to know, what do you do if you have, what can you read to relieve migraine, headaches?
The first caller was regarding piles. It's a very difficult situation. It's very painful, in fact. And our dear Islamic brother, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove this problem from you. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you a speedy, complete recovery, and all those out there who have a similar situation, a similar problem, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove it and grant a cure and shifa, inshallah ta'ala. I would like you to listen very carefully, and there's a very beautiful narration, very simple wazifa that can be recited and be performed for this problem of piles. And if it is not a makruh time, you know, those three times that we are not allowed to perform any salah or to make any sajda at the time of sunset, sunrise, and zawal, dahwai kubra. These three times are makruh times, so we cannot perform any salah or make any sajda. So besides these three times, read two rakats nafil salah. Read two rakats nafil salah, and in your first rakat, after suratul fatiha, recite Surah Alam Nashrah one time. So two rakats, make the intention that I'm Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm performing this two rakats of Nafil Salah for you, facing the Qibla, Allahu Akbar. First rakat after Suratul Fatiha, recite Alam Nashrah Laka Sadarak, Surah Alam Nashrah one time. And in your second rakat after Suratul Fatiha, try to recite Surah Fil, the whole Surah one time. So in your first rakat, what are we going to recite after Suratul Fatiha? Surah Alam Nashrah one time. Second rakat, Surah Fil Alam Tara Kayfa Fa'ala Rabbuka Bi Ashabil Fil once as well. Now, when you finish these two rakats and you make salam, when you have made salam, then you must recite the following 70 times. 70 times recite the following. Astaghfirullah Rabbi مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ. Very easy. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ. Once more. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ. Okay, so two rakats you perform if it is on the makruh time, and when you make salam, then you recite this, that following what I have recited now, 70 times, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you can find this wazifa in Madani Panj Surah. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I will urge you, I will encourage you, in fact, every household must have the Madani Panj Surah. This book is a must for every home. And believe me, if you can't get the hard copy, because the hard copy is available from Maktabatul Madina, the publications department, the bookshop of Dawati Islami. Also, you can get it, you can download it for free from dawatiislami.net. It has wonders in it. So many pieces of Madani pearls, so many beautiful Madani pearls. It's unreal actually. You have to get it, you have to obtain it, you have to download it, and you will see for yourself that so many issues that people are suffering with. Like one of the callers had mentioned regarding migraine. Another had mentioned regarding memory. How do I strengthen my memory? These as well. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damul Barakatuhum Al Ali has touched in this wonderful book. So please, do yourself a favor. Get this book, obtain this book, download it, and you will see its benefits inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, our Hafiz Umar had mentioned that what can be recited, what wazifas are there if one wants to strengthen the memory. Now, remember something, that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions and millions of Shafi'is around the world, our Imam, our leader, has mentioned one of the things that can strengthen a person's memory is a good fragrance. Itr, fragrance, perfume. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the things he was very fond of was itr, was perfume. And besides this, Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed perspiration, the best perfumes you could get, the best itrs you could find, was the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed perspiration. Allahu Akbar. Of course, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unlike you and I. He's a prophet of Allah azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal has given him, has granted him so many abilities, capabilities and powers. Subhanallah azza wa jal. He is our master, he is our leader. And we are his servants, we are his slaves. Allah azza wa jal grant us true ishq and love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember something. Before we apply the itr itself, make good intentions. You know, Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damul Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, he makes this mind. Before doing anything good, make good intentions. What do you have to lose? Just a few minutes or few seconds of your time. An intention is what is in your mind, what is in your heart. It is better to say, but as long as it's in your heart, in your mind, for making good intentions for each one, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you separate rewards. The more good intentions, the more rewards you can get. So what good intentions can I make when I'm applying itr, when I'm putting perfume on myself? Make the good intention that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the itr, and therefore I'm using itr, I'm using this perfume as well. Make the good intention that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, through the barakah, through the blessings of this perfume, of this itr, strengthen my memory so that I can use it to further the deen of Islam, so that I can be productive, I can become a productive Muslim, a practicing and sincere Muslim. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Make the good intention, because my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used itr, therefore I'm also using itr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So whatever good intentions you can think of, make it. Because remember, the currency of the akhirah, the currency of the hereafter, is good deeds, is rewards, is thawab. And we need as much as we can get. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our ibadat. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our worshipping, accept our good deeds, accept our good intentions as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama-i-Kiram have mentioned that a person who wants to strengthen their memory must stay away from sinning, stay away from sinful activities, stay away from bad company, bad influences that are out there. Do not look at evil things, prohibited things. Do not listen to prohibited or sinful things. All of this will help one to strengthen their memory. Continuously recite the glorious Quran. And mashallah, Hafiz Umar, you are a Hafiz al-Quran. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Allah Azawajal give you taqat, Allah Azawajal grant you power in your memory and all those out there. I'm sure those who are writing the examinations, wherever you are in the world, those who are writing their tests with the madrasa or jami'ah or college or university or school, you must be waiting at what kind of wazifas can I recite to strengthen my memory. So Alhamdulillah Azawajal, try to use ithr with good intentions. Refrain from looking at, listening to, indulging evil things. These things will help, inshallah ta'ala. Over and above this, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, there are some very practical, very simple, very wonderful wazifas, incantations and invocations that you can recite to strengthen the memory. One of the most popular ones is, after your 5 daily salahs, salah we have to read, after your 5 daily salahs, as soon as you finish your salah, place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head and 11 times recite, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. So right hand on the head after each salah and 11 times, Ya Qawiyu. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. If you make this your habit and you have yaqeen, you have conviction and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal, and through the sadaqah, through the blessings of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the blessings of our Ghawth-e Paak, our beloved Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the king, the leader, the master of all the awliya Allah, and he is our master as well. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, very important to increase memory. Make dua, even if you feel, why is my dua not being accepted? Now dua is another topic on its own. It's a bayan on its own. And duas are certainly, as long as you are making dua for something permissible, it is guaranteed accepted in the call of Allah Azza wa Jal, but not necessarily as you desire, as you want, in different ways. Perhaps in another episode, we will cover that inshallah ta'ala. So, one of the most famous wazifas is after your 5 daily salahs, put your right hand on your head, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, 11 times. Don't forget, Durood-e Paak, once, before and after, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, a person may recite, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, 3 times before sleeping, and blow onto 3 badam, 3 almonds. I do hope you're writing these things down, because it will prove beneficial. You can always refer to them at a later stage, or you can help somebody who has this problem or who wants to increase their memory as well. So, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, recite it 3 times before sleeping, do dam and blow on 3 badam, 3 almonds at that time, eat one at that time. These 3, eat one immediately when you finish this wazifa, then eat one in the morning on an empty stomach, and the 3rd one towards the afternoon. Did you get that? So, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, 3 times before sleeping, don't forget to recite once Durood Sharif before and after, blow onto 3 badam, 3 almonds, eat one immediately when you wake up in the morning. Before you eat anything, eat the 2nd almond, and in the afternoon, the same day, eat the 3rd almond, inshallah azza wa jal. You will see a lot of benefit and your memory will strengthen, inshallah azza wa jal. This must continue for 21 days. So you probably need to buy a pack of badam and almonds. 21 days, continue this, inshallah azza wa jal, and you will get some kind of benefits, some kind of strengthening of the memory as well, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are other very beautiful wazifas that we can also recite. Very simple. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Recite this 564 times, then make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for the ease of memorizing the Holy Quran. This is specifically for that person who wants to become a Hafiz al-Quran, wants to memorize the Quran. So 564 times recite, La ilaha illallah. Thereafter, you make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, strengthen my memory, and don't forget, you have to put the effort in also. Whatever you are doing, we can't just say, okay, I'm going to read these wazifas, and let's see what happens in the examination. Let's see what happens tomorrow in madrasa, in the Hibs classes. Let's see what happens at school, at the test and examinations. No, we have to put effort in. It's necessary for us to put effort in. To put efforts in. One more wazifa. It is mentioned that write Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Write this on a piece of paper and make it like a ta'weez. Make it like an amulet and then tie it around your arm or your neck, or wherever you're comfortable. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this person will remove the problem of forgetfulness. Some people have this problem, that they forget. So when they are elderly or they are young, try to recite this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, try to write this as well, and it will prove very beneficial by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our other caller had mentioned regarding headaches. Now, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they are some wazifas that can be recited for this. A very simple wazifa is recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tasmiyah. One time, and then blow towards the head of the person who is suffering from this migraine or this headache. Now, if you yourself have this problem, then get somebody who can recite with correct pronunciation and tell that person to also do the same to you. To recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then blow towards your head. Also, write this down. Or get somebody, any Sunni, Alim, or Qari, or perhaps a Muballigh of Dawud Islami, to write this down, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, on a piece of paper, and make it like a taweez, and then tie it around the head. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will get some relief from this. I think we have another call, so please, can we have that call?
My name is Ibrahim Yusuf. I would like to ask you a question that if a husband and wife, they are fighting, what the men do or something that they can do and read so that they can become relationship better?
I am Abdullah. I would like to ask the question, it is very difficult. How can I find the good company to be in?
My name is Muhammad Abdullah Attari. From Sufi Nagar in South Africa. My question is that in these difficult times that we live in, how can one create madani mahal, madani environment in one's home? Jazakallahu khair.
Ameen. Well, those two questions regarding how to create a madani mahal. In the terminology of Dawud Islami, madani mahal means an Islamic environment. Islamic ethos, that we must create an environment, an atmosphere, facilities that make it easy for our young ones, ourselves also, but in particular for our children, that they get inclined towards obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, obedience to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So those two questions in particular by our brother Abdullah and other Islamic brothers as well regarding good company and madani environment. Okay, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Look, Dawud-e-Islami is the solution. Dawud-e-Islami is there for you, to help you, to assist you, to hold your hand, and to give you that motivation. We need that motivation. We need those reminders as well. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud-e-Islami has these facilities, these madani activities, these platforms that make it simple for us. Make it simple and easy for us to learn our deen, learn the sunnah, and we get constant encouragement and motivation to practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, I agree with you, Abdullah, that our brother Abdullah, that indeed, you know, to get good company in today's time is very rare. Very rare indeed. Many people are out there that they befriend you. They want to be friends with you so that what can I get out of this person? Unfortunately, this is the era that we are living in. How can I benefit from this person, from this individual? And let me tell you something, that if you get involved in the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami, with this beautiful Madani movement of Dawat Islami, you will see that Madani revolution in your lives. You will see that Madani change in your homes. Don't be one. How far are we going to go by disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal? Don't be one of our kids to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't be one of our kids to obey us as parents or as grandparents. Dawat Islam is the answer. Get in touch with a zimmedar, a representative of Dawat Islam in your area, or online via dawatislami.net. There's so many facilities there, it's unbelievable. Whether it's books you want to download, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami has translated in more than 30 different languages. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. English, and so many others, French, Russian, etc., German. So, no matter what your issue is, if you have spiritual problems, contact the Zimmedaran, contact the representatives of the Ta'weezat, the Attariya, which is this department of Dawat Islami that helps people with treatments, with wazifas, and with invocations and incantations, and Madani pearls of advices, and Ta'weezes and amulets as well. On the website dawatislami.net, there is a facility called Ruhani Ilaj, which is also the name of this silsila, this program, Spiritual Cure, where you can fill out the online form and submit it, whether you want qat to be done, the qat water treatment, or you want istikhara to be done, or you want ta'weezes and wazifas to be sent to you. So this facility is available there as well. If you're looking for books, are available more than 100 different topics on various titles, various subjects which are covered in English, and more than 30 different other languages as well. If you are looking for Madani Channel settings, continue watching Madani Channel. Put Madani Channel in your home. This is the alternative. If you're looking for alternatives against all those movies and those dramas and soapies and what have you out there, then Madani Channel is for you. Let your kids watch it. Let your spouses, your parents watch it. Watch it together. And let me tell you something. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dam Barakatuhumul Aliyah has advised us, if you truly want to create a good company in your home, or a good environment in your home, and be associated with good company, then join the weekly programs, the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami. Islamic sisters have their own Ijtima'at on separate days, separate areas as well. Join the dars that the muballighin, the muballighat, the preachers of Dawud Islami conduct. Join the weekly Madani Dawra, where we go out house to house, door to door, shop to shop, inviting the Islamic brothers towards the masjid and for the weekly program. Join the Madani Qafilas. Islamic brothers should try to travel on a 3-day Madani Qafila every month. This will prove so beneficial for you. You have to experience it for yourself. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. These are some of the things we can do. And at home, as a family, then please try to do a dars from Fizani Sunnah. Just 5 to 7 minutes. Read out one of the paragraphs of Fizani Sunnah or any publication of Maktabatul Madina with the family. And give each one a chance to read. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, as time progresses, you will see some kind of positive changes there. Inshallah Ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, our brother Ibrahim had mentioned regarding husband and wife dispute. This is another issue that has become so common, so prevalent. But why is this happening? We should ask ourselves that perhaps we are doing it with our own hands. Perhaps because we have drifted far away from the teachings of Islam, from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have drifted far away from the orders, the commands of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that we have actually invited problems in our life. We have invited misunderstandings, misconceptions, arguments, disputes. Allahu Akbar. It is unreal, but it's happening. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there's a wazifa for this, but we have to put the effort in. With this wazifa, we need to control our emotions. Sometimes it's easier said than done. But we have to control our emotions. We need to think about the consequences. That there's always a better way of solving or resolving matters. There's always. Our deen has taught us. Our beautiful deen of Islam has taught us everything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the best of ways, the best way of doing things. Because his life, his whole life is the perfect example for you and I. If only we practice with good intentions. And we will see these positive effects in our life, inshallah ta'ala. If either there is maybe less affection between husband and wife from whichever side, then either one, the one that is showing less affection, then the other spouse must recite, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, 101 times every day after Salatul Asr in the state of wudu, and recite Salat ala Nabi, which is Durood-e Paak, 3 times before and after this wazifa. Very simple. After Salatul Asr, whilst in the state of wudu, recite Ya Wadudu 101 times with Durood Sharif 3 times before and after, and keep a piece of crystallized sugar in the mouth, and then imagine your spouse, if the spouse who is giving you less emotional support is less affectionate, then you recite this. And after you recite Ya Wadudu 101 times, then close your eyes, picture and imagine your spouse, and blow towards the chest. Whilst you are picturing, whilst you are imagining your spouse, then blow towards the chest of your spouse. This practice must be done in the quiet, secretly. But remember, it's for a good cause, so that the spouse can become more attached to you. And remember something, that this husband and wife relationship, this husband and wife relationship it's a very sensitive matter. And certainly, aduwwum mubeen, the open, the clear enemy, shaitan, he doesn't want this. In fact, one of the narrations mentioned that Iblis, the big shaitan, he gets very happy when his small shaitans, they report back to him and they say that we separated the husband and wife. So don't fall in this trap. You must identify it immediately, that if you're having these negative emotions and vibes against your spouse, whether your husband or wife, then realize that shaitan is fanning these emotions. Shaitan is behind, he's promoting, he's pushing, he's entering the wasawis, he's entering these evil whispers in the heart. May Allah Azawajal protect us, protect our families, protect the relationships between husbands and wives out there as well. May Allah Azawajal remove all our problems, grant us shifa, and grant us goodness in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless young Allah.